want them and they don't want me.
Checky, your face would be so red right now, Miss Light Skin.
No.
Slap the shit out of what?
It's your nephew Darius and this thing was good.
Yeah. Guess who mentioned that?
Who did?
Dre. Damn, I ain't even supposed to say that nigga name. Oh shit! Oh.
It's your auntie's favorite nephew.
What it do, what it motherfucking does. It's your man's ride to dime, baby. Wait. Yeah. AKA the real Poppy Chulo, the true Casanova, the bad bitch choker, the one your girl asks to bend her over. You know what I'm saying? We back like we never left, but to my right.
Ooh! We like that!
Don't. It's your favorite nephew, Darius, and we got a special guest today.
We do.
My name is Jayla Mosley.
Hey, Ms. Hey. Jayla. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm chilling.
All right. So, we'd have had a couple artists on the show. Rappers, female rappers, male rappers. We never had anybody in the film world. Mm-hmm. I think we had maybe like a model.
We haven't had nobody in the film world. Okay. Not to her degree.
Not to, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not to her degree. So we ain't gonna put nobody on her pedestal.
So tell us who you are, what kind of, you know, what you get into.
My name is Jayla. I am a producer, director, actress, editor, just all around filmmaker. So yeah, that's who I am.
All right.
Creator.
Okay, so movies. How is that happening
hold
now?
Hold on. How you gonna skip on how y'all know each other? How, you know what I'm saying? How motherfuckers aren't y'all like sister, brother, nope, something you. Like that? I'm trying not to like disrespect, you know.
I first met you, your LS Alexis, you know, when you joined your sorority. Mm-hmm. So that's how I first got to know you. But I've been seeing you on the gram. You do your actress and the director thing. That was pretty dope.
Thank you.
I found myself, I was on your page a couple of days once he told me who you was. I was scrolling. I was like, oh, this motherfucker dope. Then I found myself in 2017. I was like, oh, that's scroll back right that's scroll back up. But hell yeah, what you do is dope as hell. How heavy are those cameras?
Oh, they're really heavy, and I'm pretty small. But funny thing is, I actually bought the camera.
Lord!
For monetary reasons,
I thought these cameras was expensive, on little weird little gadgets and shit. Like, how did you learn? Did you go to school for it? Like, what's the...
No, I didn't go to school for it. Mm-hmm. I just, like, picked up mentors and, like, was on set so much and just asked a lot of questions and hung out with people. And I call it YouTube University. Mm-hmm. I spend, like, an hour a day on YouTube watching at least, like, a tutorial or something. So I do that with my camera. But I actually bought my camera for monetary reasons because I can rent out my camera for, like, $200 to $300 a day. Mm. So like days like this, like if I'm not using it, that's just, you know, passive income. So on top of that, I can use it for my film.
Man, this nigga, he's a business savvy dude. I'm looking income. Like...
yeah, so the film world is a really good place to rent gear, especially in Michigan because it's so small. Mm-hmm. So you kind of know everybody. So if you have gear, rent it out. And that's just making money.
So when you first decided to dive in this world, you was in front of the camera, right?
Yeah.
What made you say, I want to pick up more? Was it just learning your own passion, being like acting or whatever, and it made you like, oh, I could do both?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as an actor, a lot of times what you do for research is you read screenplays just to get better. So I started reading a lot of screenplays and I'm like, oh, okay, like, I feel like I could do this. So I had a story, which I wrote as a series. It's called The Letter. And I was thinking about it so much. And I like literally just started obsessing over it to the point where I'm like, I have to do this. Like, I don't know. I didn't even have the camera yet. I was actually in debt at the time and I didn't know. But like,
you walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah. I would say just walk 5 steps in front of you. Next thing you know, you're like 50 steps. So
that's some gangsta shit.
But yeah, I did start off acting and then there was a few situations where I was mistreated on set and I didn't like that. So I'm like, I want to create a set culture where people can like freely express themselves and it be like a healthy culture. And like people have fun, but still like get, you know, business done.
Yeah.
So overall, do you see yourself being in LA like full time?
Well, now you don't have to. With COVID, everything's more remote. I actually just did some work in LA. So a lot of people are getting like flew out to do jobs. Hey, look at you. So yeah, I could go. It's so expensive. I would like probably go to Atlanta or stay here and then just do remote jobs. Mm-hmm. So
that's what's up.
Yeah. All right. So being on the other side of the camera, actually putting out work, is it let me try to word this, because I know you got like the streaming services, mm-hmm. and then you still got the mom and pop type of way, would be like movie theaters.
Yeah.
Which is the best kind of route to make money or make any kind of income now?
Well, I think it depends on the project. Like every mm-hmm. project has a different way in which like they can like distribute it. So some films might go to film festivals, okay. and like that's how you might get like more recognition and you can network with people like across the world. Mm-hmm. Some films are just meant to like go on Amazon Prime, which I could do with my film, or people will like charge $5 on Vimeo or more. And some people might pitch it to Netflix or Hulu, mm-hmm. you know, so it just depends on the project. With my recent project is more kind of advocacy. I focus a lot on mental health, so I want to do a lot of nonprofit work, mm-hmm. and I want to do film festivals, because with each project comes like rights to it. So you can't, once you put it in one distribution, you can't, you know, put it one way, you can't do it the other way. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of legal things that go into it.
So you just mentioned mental health.
Mm-hmm.
What made you get on that kick? Did you have like a breakdown or...
Well, I was depressed for a while and like suicidal. Actually, a few years ago on my birthday, I actually was like actively like planning my suicide. And the way that I got better was actually through art, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to write a script because I knew I was not the only person feeling like this, like pressure through social media, self-image, depression. I hear about it, see it all the time, but I never see a lot of movies. And when I do see a lot of movies, it's never like an all black cast, yeah, you know?
It's not relatable.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, I don't feel like it's like realistic. You know, I feel like suicide is, it's a hard thing to talk about and it's heavy, but I feel like we don't talk about it because it's just like, ooh, let me not, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to write something that was just like really straight up forward. Like this is what young kids go through. And I feel like, especially a lot of young black teenagers, it's so much trauma. And I remember even being young, someone was like, you don't know nothing about that. Being depression, you ain't paying no bills. You ain't da da da. And I felt like I was going through things by myself. So I just wrote a script. So
now that you, it seemed like right now you in a headspace where you're no longer like in that mind frame of, you know, suicide or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So can you reflect back and I don't want to be disrespectful. Can you reflect back and think that or see that you was a weaker person back then for you to have those thoughts? Like, and just with naturally through life, you gonna grow and just become stronger. But so can you look back and when you look back, what do you see?
When I look back, I think that I don't think I was weaker. I just didn't know how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, they have all of these traumas, but it's not like they're weak. They just don't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So at the time, I just didn't know that I could like go to art. I didn't know that I could like learn how to meditate and do different things like that. I had no idea. So like there are times where I get frustrated, but it doesn't last like how it used to. Mm-hmm. So
you getting better at life.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do feel like you do build strength, as I should call it, over time. I noticed that, but yeah.
So. I mean, like, and that's something a lot of black women do over time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of single black moms that, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But now, shit, they got a 14-year-old and they didn't figured it out. You know what I'm saying? And they no longer in that headspace where they just like, in a frantic mode. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. I can really imagine you never saying the phrase, kill yourself.
Yeah, no, not anymore. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Yeah.
There you, kill yourself.
I'll
say it for you. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Shut your ass up.
That's funny.
Hell yeah. Let's get it. Well, look, let's get into some current events. Okay. King Von died. Yeah. You know, Chicago rapper. It was another Dallas rapper that I personally fucked with. Well, I ain't gonna say personally fucked with, but you know, I listened to his music named Mo3.
Mm. Was he a rapper or a singer?
He was like a trap rap singing nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? That nigga like, shoot in a bed. Like, you know what I'm saying? He talking about murdering niggas, but with a melody. You feel me? Did y'all hear about the story behind Mo3? A lot of people heard about the King Von.
We'll talk. I watched the King Von. I didn't
hear the story behind Mo3. No.
All right, so Mo3, from Dallas, Texas, he got gunned down on the interstate. Now, I don't know if it was like super traffic, but somebody had hopped out, started shooting in the car that he was in. They said he hopped out and tried to run off. Gunman shot him in the back of his head.
Wow.
And it was just like, damn.
It couldn't have been. It must have been like rush hour.
Bro, it had to be like, I think it was like in the morning time. So probably like early morning rush hour. Mm-hmm. But whatever it was, I imagine the driver just couldn't stab the fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because he got out and ran. So.
Well, no, the rapper got out of
right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the rapper, he wasn't driving though. Goofy shit. Just some real sad shit. Same with the King Von thing. I seen a couple of interviews with him, with his homeboys, and they was just saying how he ran out, started fighting this dude, and another nigga just came up and shot him. I was thinking about this like last week or earlier this week, like, bro, I'd be damned if I become a millionaire and die by a broke nigga. Doing just like regular broke nigga shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, that blows my fucking mind, you know?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on it?
I think he was there for a show, right, Von? Wasn't he performing, or if it's something
it was like an after party. After party, just kicking and type shit.
Yeah.
I
mean, if he, you know, claimed to be about that life, that's his scene. He kind of got to be there, I guess. I personally would move out. And, I mean, he wasn't in Chicago, so he wasn't at home, but still, like. You got to know where you're moving. I didn't like all the interviews after. I didn't watch none of them, but I seen like his ex-girl did an interview. She was pretty much saying like, fuck all his niggas that didn't die. Like, you got to be the stupidest motherfucker ever. Like, first, if you see the video, it looked like he started the fight. And he was giving somebody the business. I commend that. But these niggas don't fight these days. Nigga, this ain't 03. These niggas do nothing but shoot. So
imagine this. Imagine your homeboy. Now, the dude that he was fighting didn't even shoot him. It was a dude, homeboy, right, that just ran around and just
you
shot.
You ain't about
the
to
dude.
Beat my mans up.
I mean, so how would you feel if you was the nigga losing the fight, and then your homeboy came, shot old boy? You know what I'm saying?
I would be like, that's my nigga. He protected me. Because clearly, he was getting he was getting his ass handed to him. And they probably were outnumbered.
Why shoot them, though?
Why shoot them? Because it's all they do these days. All these little niggas do is shoot.
The sad part is, like, guns was going to eventually get pulled out. Mm-hmm. Just because it's this young nigga era. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If there's more than 5, 6, 7, 8 niggas, somebody got a gun. Somebody going to pull a gun out. Mm-hmm. So it's unfortunate that he got shot. First off, it's unfortunate. Rest in peace to everybody that lost their lives this week. You know what I'm saying? These are just the people that's famous, you know?
Right.
But if I'm somewhere and 8 niggas is fighting, I'm going to pull my gun out. Because I'd rather be the nigga to pull the gun out than for a nigga to pull his gun on me.
At that point, it's definitely self-defense.
But I also feel like self-defense is such a fine line. Like, you got to get, like, your ass beat damn near in order for you to pull your gun out and shoot. Am I right or am I wrong?
You right, depending on the state. Yeah, if it's open, like Florida, if it's that type of shit, the dude that shot, the killed King Fong, perfectly fine. He could have did that. I don't know how Atlanta. I don't think Atlanta laws is like that because he already been booked. The dude that already turned himself in. So I don't think he could protect him in that sense. But it's all about taking it to trial. If he got a good ass lawyer, he can. Shit, King Von was whooping his ass, and it was let's run the video back. It was like eight or nine more other niggas that was coming to beat his ass too, and then him. My client was fucking fearing for him and his friend life. So it's all about how you gonna fight it.
Yeah, because you can't die by fighting. Like, someone can literally kick you upside the head real hard, and you can die.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll suck if a nigga died from a kick.
Yeah.
That'd be
it. But I feel like if it's not at that point, I don't feel you need to shoot anybody.
Yeah. Know? But that's all they do. These niggas don't fight these days. What about Trump, man? Trump, this nigga ain't giving up.
He on Twitter going crazy.
Yeah.
Dog ain't giving up.
I don't either, but
but what you mean he ain't giving up? He gotta give it up though.
He ain't conceding, and his people ain't either. Like the people that actually know this shit, Trump just be talking out his ass, mm-hmm. but the actual political people that back this nigga, they gonna fight tooth and nail.
No, a lot of them are dropping out. Like he had a lawyer for Pennsylvania and Michigan, and mm-hmm. like the lawyer dropped out, mm-hmm. and then the city of Detroit, he was trying to basically
block the votes.
Yeah, and then they rejected that. So he kind of taking an L. Yeah. It's really embarrassing. Yeah. You know how you go out with your L, like just concede.
Right, you know. It's over with. You know, at this point, if I was him, I'd just get to thinking about all the cities I can't get, all the countries I can't get extradited from.
Yeah. Mm. He just needs to go wherever Russell at.
Yeah.
Bali or some shit. Mm-hmm. And move in next door to that nigga.
Niggas be good. He'll own that whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And be up. All right. Man. So, check this, right? Personal question for you. Mm-hmm. Are you in a relationship?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so I came up with a list of niggas, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just personally want to know who's worse to you. You know what I'm saying? There's different categories of different niggas. You know, what can you deal with and what you can't deal with?
Okay.
And at the end of all this, we're going to find out the worst nigga, according to you, Jalen.
Okay, bet.
Let's get it. So, who's worse? A cheating nigga or a lying nigga? And you can ask too, since you a girl.
They both lying. Yes, you cheating, you lying too.
Yeah, but the cheater only lying about like cheating shit. He ain't gonna lie about like, yeah, I paid the bills this month and he didn't pay the bill. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
that's,
you know,
hard.
He only gonna lie like at nighttime. Where was you at? Oh, I had to stay at work late. You know.
I say the cheating niggas worse.
All right.
Only because, like, I'm so specific. I feel like cheating is so dangerous because people got STDs and stuff. Like, I could die. Like, mm-hmm. give me coronavirus or some shit like
you
that.
You'll take the corona. In a cup. Like, there you go. All right. So, cheating nigga versus the lying lazy nigga.
Lying's worse than being lazy. For sure.
Well, no. That's a combo.
The cheating nigga versus the lying lazy nigga?
Yeah.
The cheating nigga.
It's
better than the lying lazy. The lying lazy nigga worse. Oh, my God.
Okay. So, the lying lazy nigga versus the domestic violence nigga.
Oh, the domestic violence nigga worse for sure.
Okay. So you deal with a couple lies, a couple
can
of
die.
Baby, I called off work today. All right, you can deal with that with being as in. All right.
It's that PS5.
Domestic violence nigga versus the no ambition nigga.
Domestic violence nigga for sure is worse than a no ambition nigga.
You said the domestic violence is the worst nigga. Okay.
How can it get worse than that? I'm just
Okay, so the domestic violence nigga. Mm-hmm. Versus the lion nigga. The lion. Oh, I fucked up. Okay, all right.
Bro, he's got letters, though.
I got hella letters. I got LLB. You know what I'm saying? All right, so the domestic violence nigga versus the lion nigga, no ambition nigga.
So you said the domestic violence versus the lying, no ambition nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, the domestic violence nigga is the worst. He put his hands on me. He beat my ass.
All right. So okay. So the domestic violence nigga versus, it's a long syllable.
Okay.
The lying, lazy, loser nigga.
Oh, my God. The lying, lazy, loser nigga versus the, so what do the domestic violence nigga got? He got everything together?
I mean, like, he ain't cheating on you, you know what I'm saying? But
he beat my ass.
You
no,
better mop that
worse.
Goddamn flow.
No, I mean, I don't like people talking to me like that. It's still the domestic violence nigga. I don't know how it can get worse than that.
Okay, Lola, we got two more. Well, we really got one more because if you think, Okay, we really got one more.
Okay.
Domestic violence, nigga.
All right, don't know how I can get worse, but hey.
Versus a hoe-ass nigga that's also lazy.
And he a hoe-ass nigga.
He a hoe. I mean, like, out here, everybody know him as the hoe-ass nigga. You might be with him, and a nigga might punk him in front of you and, like, take his lunch money type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Hoe-ass nigga. Push over.
Still the domestic violence. I'm so big on that. Why you put your hands on me, dude? Like.
Well, the real question is, how come you came off the floor in a timely fashion?
Because. Why you telling me? Why can't you mop the floor? You got 2 hands and 2 feet.
Shit, I'm a little tired today, baby.
Well, get up. Get your ass up.
Jalen, we could never work.
Sorry. I always say, is that you? Are you the domestic violence nigga?
Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? We replace them. We never chase them. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. Crazy.
You and your nursing dogs.
Okay. All right. What else did I... okay. I ask a lot of women that come on our show this... What are some things a man have to deal with when dealing with a black woman?
When dealing with a black woman?
And why?
It depends, because sometimes I'll say stuff, but I don't feel like it always applies to me. Mm-hmm. But, like, I say attitude for some.
Why do I have to deal with your attitude?
Why do you have to? Why do you want to? Or just, like, those are two questions. Like,
why? However you want to answer, just why?
Well, I feel like there is really no excuse for that in fully. I do feel like black women have gone through a lot of generational traumas, and so has the black men, but that has a lot to do with us having this guard up, because mm-hmm. we're dealing with, like, racism and sexism. So a lot of times, like, we don't know who to trust. So, like, a lot of times we can't trust white people. A lot of mm-hmm. times we can't trust, like, men.
Hispanic
so.
People.
Shut your
Hispanic
bitch.
People. it's hard living in a world where you don't know who to trust, so you just have to keep that guard up until you can find people who can, like, you know, put your trust in. So I feel like that's what the attitude is. Kind of like a defense mechanism. Like, I don't know you, but, you know, I'm going to scope you out to see what you're about. Mm-hmm. Okay, you cool. Now I can, you know, because I feel like...
So you're going to put... I'm going to just say me. You're going to put me through bullshit for a while until you trust me. And now I have to be, I have to love you.
Well, I feel like there's a line, right? So mm-hmm. I feel like there is a time where it's some things, there's too much of everything, you mm-hmm. know? So if you keep putting a man through certain things and you keep being like this, there is a time where you have to say, well, is it my attitude, or, like, do I have to see therapy, or do I have to deal with my traumas? But I feel like it's the same thing with black men. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she got to be this, she got to be that, she got to do this. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, I don't think you should put somebody through too much. You know, I feel like dating nowadays is more like interviews. Like, let me see what this person got, this person got, this person got, this
you
person got.
You gonna give me $40 today?
Yeah. Like, why can't it just be a vibe? And if we like each other, you know, it's cool. If we don't, be friends. Like, it don't gotta be like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Question, can you cook?
Yes, I can cook.
Can you cook? All right. That's it. Jot that down. Who taught you how to cook? A lot of girls, a lot of women, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women don't have that skill of cooking. So where did that come from? Was it your own curiosity, your own interest in it? Did you used to watch somebody, you know?
Well, actually, fun fact is, like, well, until as of recently, most of my great-grandparents and my grandparents have, like, all been living, like, for most of my life.
That's
and
gangsta.
So my great grandparents, like, are from the South. So that's literally, when you're from the South and, like, you're that old, like,
and you don't eat chillins?
No. There's a no, that's gross.
I'm offended.
But that's how I know about it. No, my great grandma always she'll eat possum. It's crazy. She eats some crazy stuff.
Oh, she a thug.
Yeah. Yeah, but so when you raise around, like, your grandparents and great grandparents, all they do is cook and watch TV. So you either cooking or watching TV.
A little Jeopardy. Hold on, who was the nigga that died that played Jeopardy?
The nigga on Jeopardy.
Damn. Rest in peace. You know, but rest in peace. But yeah, I know Jeopardy is definitely an old person show.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right, about to say, with the one with Drew Carey.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. and Steve Harvey joint, Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Yep.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's
get this lick on.
The news, too.
All right, look. So I thought of this game, right? You might as well hold out. You might as well hold out for a second.
There's some shot cups in there.
Is some shot cups in here?
I'm good on that, though.
What, one shots?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, all right. Well, look, it's a drinking game, so you're going to have to at least take a sip.
Oh, okay. You can give me a shot then.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm trying to pace myself.
On the side. All right, so we do a little drinking game. Got to go around, and you got to name whatever the topic is. All right, this week it's white actors. Since you're an actress.
Oh, I'm not good at that.
So you're
not
good if you at don't that. Know
at
the
white actors, no.
If you don't know, you better get to think about some.
Okay.
Look, you got 30 seconds. Look, you grab your cup.
Hold on, is this really a challenge for you? I just knew you was gonna excel in this. I was like,
I'm not good at like names. I'm not good at names.
You're not good at names.
Yeah. I'm good at titles, like movie titles.
I ain't about to take straight up shots. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna juice my drink up and I'm gonna just pour a shot each time. Oh, you a savage. All right. So let me go ahead and start this off then. White actors. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck.
Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you got 3 seconds to respond or you got to take a swig.
Tom Cruise.
Natalie Portman.
Don't even know who that is. I think you made that up. But Tobey Maguire.
Drew Carey.
Ooh.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh. Jack Nicholson. Hit that bitch.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell? Is that... Joe Rogan.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, that's a good one.
Seth Rogen.
The nigga that always, Adam Taylor.
Seth Meyers.
I don't know.
That's a white nigga, bro.
Who?
Seth Meyers.
Look him up.
That's a white man.
This a handicap. Get the thinking until we confirm. Seth Meyers.
Bro, that's a white man, bro.
She had to take one on Bill Russell, though. That's a basketball.
Bro, I love that. I swear to God. He good?
He good.
But you not good. You got to take that shot.
Yeah, Bill Russell. She got on. Right, real quick.
And the funny part is Bill Russell is a black man.
Okay.
Whose last name Russell is that?
Jay Leno.
Who?
Jay Leno.
The TV host, dude? Mm-hmm. Damn.
You said Seth
Meyers. Seth
Meyers
is the same motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right,
stupid.
Okay.
Oh, I got a great one.
Betty White.
Donald Trump.
What?
On that ass.
That nigga ain't no actor.
Yes, he is. Ooh. Who is that?
Will Smith. Oh, he wasn't.
Get you. <yeah.
laughs> Will Smith.
Quit playing stupid.
My turn. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh! What was that bitch from The Scarlet Letter? I don't know.
Oh, you came
on! Scarlett Johansson.
It's just so funny. The Scarlet Letter, Scarlett Johansson.
Damn, coldest white woman ever.
Megan Fox.
No.
Go.
Damn.
You just said two.
No.
Why you take one?
What's the white lady that played on the football movie?
The 3 seconds.
Right, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
All
right,
but y'all know what I'm talking
Sandra
about.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. That's what I was thinking of.
You should have thought of it then. Hit that bitch.
I said the Sandra Bullock.
Right, you ain't say shit, punk ass.
That's why I was looking at you.
I said Megan Fox.
I took a shot. She said Sandra Bullock.
Oh, my bad. I didn't hear you say. All right, let me take another one. I low-key think I might be out.
Yeah, I don't know that many more white folk.
I know them, but I don't know them.
They names.
I don't know their names.
I can tell you they roles.
Mm.
All right, fuck this game.
Yeah,
Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
Brad Pitt.
Oh,
they was in the
Tom
movie
Cruise.
Together.
Right.
Tom, I said Tom,
no, he said Tom Cruise.
Okay.
That's about all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert De Niro. We can't forget that name.
Oh, yeah.
Robert De Niro. I was thinking, who was that dude who played Joe Dirt?
Mm.
I don't know. Oh, damn.
The same dude who played Adam Sandler movies and shit. I couldn't think of all of them.
Oh, yeah, Adam Sandler.
Rob Snyder. I'm
mad. So, I got some random shit. You're not in a relationship anymore. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had period sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I done ran a red light.
I never heard a girl say I done ran a red light.
We ran a red light for sure.
So how did that? Was it your idea? Was it just a heat of the moment?
Yeah, it was. It was
Shark Week. Fuck it. We in this bitch.
It was like we both wanted to do it, but yeah, I initiated. It was my idea.
Did you know or did you just hit him with the ooh-wop?
No, you know. I laid the towel down. Okay. What you do? You got to lay the towel down.
Hey, I had period sex that I can remember a good one time. It was like right before the period was supposed to start, so I thought I was going to sneak one in real quick. Nope.
Nah.
I was messy.
Nah.
Yeah. See, I'm the type of dude, I get to freaking out once I see blood.
You never ran a red light?
I done knocked it down. I done knocked it down and got real queasy about it. You know, finished the job, but you know, it was just like, hurry up. You feel me? But yeah, no, I ain't never been that freaky. You know what I'm saying? I've been able to control my urges for the most part. I done got tempted, but it's just like, yeah.
I feel like sometimes as women, like, we can be like the horniest on our period sometimes. And that's why it sucks.
You be all right.
The hormones.
You feel me?
I feel it.
You know, be a whole fucking Halloween scene.
Right. You're looking at the girl like, how are you alive? Like, why are you alive right now?
So much.
You feel me? I had some other shit I wanted to ask you for sure. Okay. So, Darius said you was in a relationship at one point. So, once you got out of it, was it a dude, like a designated dude you wanted to knock off? That you want to beat the Doonies down?
Oh, like when I was in a relationship, somebody that I thought of.
I mean, like as soon as you got out the relationships, you just knew you want this nigga.
Yes.
To knock the Doonies down.
Yes. Yes.
I fucking hate when y'all want to throw this bottle at you. So bad. It's supposed to be me and only me.
Yeah. There was this dude. I'm like, oh, I've had a crush on him for like such a long time, but like by the time when I wanted to talk to him, like he was already involved with another girl.
Did that stop you though?
Yeah, because like I want you all for myself, like, and like especially if I know I think I like him because he was so transparent. He was like, oh yeah, I got somebody else, da da da. Like there wasn't dating. No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Look at you.
But that wasn't dating. But still, I'm like, he kept asking me or talking about her sometimes, and I'm like, that annoyed the fuck out of me. So I'm like, nah, let me know.
So if he was just kicking it with you, you knew he had a chick, but he just didn't mention, it sounded like he was mentioning her a lot. Would you?
No.
You thinking just, about it, you twiddling your ear right now.
Because I like him so much. I still like him. But
if you're hearing this, my nigga, shoot your shot. She's with it.
Shoot it. Please.
That's real. What about you, Darius? If you was to get out of your marriage, is there anybody that you just, I wouldn't mind?
Be careful, Darius.
Don't be careful, Darius.
This is recorded.
You're grown.
This is recorded.
Darius, you're a grown ass man. Let your nuts hang and swing, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
There's definitely no woman I can name.
Smart man.
But I swear I'm about to fucking love.
I'm definitely gonna be on some like single for the rest. Not probably for the rest, but it's gonna be a fucking large.
So what? So it sounds like being in a relationship taking a lot out of you.
It's not. No, I wouldn't say that.
Bro, it is. It's not. If you,
it's
if
just
single,
what building up
back
to the relationship is what that just, would take a lot. I feel like.
Yeah. And I ain't trying
look,
to...
Look, you just gave him a scapegoat. See, I was about to catch him up. You fucked me up, Jalen. I'm on your ass.
I'm just going to chill for a long ass time.
But what I'm saying is you're going to chill for a long ass time because it's something that you're not trying to revisit. You know
I ain't
what
trying
saying?
To relearn motherfuckers.
You ain't trying to relearn motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. Take learn. Around the family again, too.
Yeah. I ain't, can't nobody, my mama too fucking friendly. She's still Facebook friends and shit with a whole bunch of. Nah, I ain't bringing nobody around the table.
I feel like that's bullshit, Darius.
What
feel
about
like,
you?
That's I feel like that's straight bullshit. Old. And I'm going to debunk your bullshit real quick. I'm not about to let you slide past it. So I have gotten out of a relationship and gotten back in one. You know what I'm saying? A couple months later. And I was comfortable with it because I wasn't like traumatized. But now, you know what I'm saying? If I was to get out of my relationship, I'm not hopping in no relationship.
Nigga, I just said that.
But it's for a certain reason, though.
What's your reason?
Don't worry about my reason.
No, that was a point.
What I'm saying is, we have the same mindset of, no, I ain't getting back in that motherfucker.
No, I don't feel like you should continue unless you say the reason. Because
I gotta say the reason.
Okay.
But just know that it's something. It's just like, hell no, I ain't doing this shit again.
Bro, that's the time. You know, I ain't put that much time into it.
You ain't
person.
Doing that shit again.
No.
Yeah, I feel like a relationship. I feel like a relationship is an investment.
We just did it, my boy. I'm sorry. What you said?
Yeah, I feel like relationships are investment. Like, I don't just like hop into them to just like be all cool, whatever. Like, let's just do this because I'm bored. Like, no, I see it as like we're investing in each other. And I feel like it takes a certain type of person for me to like want to invest in them, you know?
So, question for you. As a single woman, how many partners would you say the average woman, not you personally, the average woman, as a average single woman, how many partners, sexual partners, would you say a woman is eligible to have in a year?
In a year?
In a year. Just throw out
that's
a number.
That's hard to ask.
Just throw out a number.
I feel like anything's okay. Right.
Include your number. Add that to the average number that's in your head and divide it by two. I think that makes sense. All right, you're right. Add your number plus the average number divided by two. Four yearly partners. Okay, that ain't bad.
What's that? I feel like that would be
every
okay.
3 months, every 90 days,
but
quarterly,
niggas. Well, nigga.
But it's like I can't like mess with you on that level unless we got like a connection or a vibe. Like I've never had like a hookup or nothing like that because the way I see people is just like. You know
peasants.
What I'm saying? No, not peasants. He said peasants. No, I gotta rock with you. We gotta
you're
be
inferior.
Friends. Nah, niggas just be like, okay, I'm not trying to go on this rant, but I feel like a lot of dudes lack like some leadership qualities. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in my career field, like, I have to be dominant. Like as a director, like I'm giving instructions and I'm like leading. But to a man, I don't want to be like that. I want to be like in my feminine.
You want to be a woman.
Yeah.
Around a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's hard sometimes to find a dude who you can just be like.
Who's going to tell you to shut the fuck up?
Not to shut the fuck up.
That's what it is.
But just be like, I trust your decision and I trust you enough to where I can just like sit back. You know what I'm
and
saying?
Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. See, y'all be thinking
no,
about
what? What if I want my dude to shut the fuck up?
I got a random
right
switch
on the
up.
Head.
What's the actor dude or like director that just like went to jail? Harvey Weinstein.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So he was basically like I don't know why he went to jail, but I'm just going to freeball it. Was it like him like asking like women, like, you know, women for favors and you'll get a role type or like.
Well, in the articles that I was reading, it was like a lot of his actresses or like people that would audition for him as well, like would do they said sexual acts, but that's really broad because that could be like taking your top off or something like that.
That's weak.
Yeah, but you got to be careful auditioning, especially like now with it being so remote. Like I've been like asked to do some weird stuff.
Tell me some.
Well, no, they'll be like,
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, like this one, it's fake casting directors, which they can go through casting websites and ask you like, oh, can you take pictures of your body? I just want to see detailed pictures of your body. It's just like, before I even audition, why do you want to see detailed pictures of my body? Like, no, fuck you. So different stuff like that. Or like, I've never done a sex scene, but I won't do one unless like it has to have meaning within the script. Like some people just be having these do sex scenes, take this clip and then put it on like certain sites or just use that.
Yeah. So,
this industry is very shiesty. So
wait, so it sounds like they could finesse you out of a sex scene? Is that what you're talking about? Like
they can, but that's why you got to know who your director is and your producer. You know, if they're like, you know, an accredited individual, then they're probably not going to do that. But so that can happen.
But my thing is, so the women that are coming after Weinstein, they did whatever type of sex acts and he then gave them a role.
Yeah, no, I mean, for some, yes, and for some, no. It's basically, it was a power dynamic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have the power. This is what you got to do to get into this position. You either going to do it or you're not. You want to be famous, you know, that stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that could, I don't know what their specific cases was, because even in the article I read was broad, but that's literally how it is. It's a big power dynamic in this industry.
So I was going to ask you, is there a lot of sexism in the film industry with women, or is something that you've experienced?
Yeah, I want to say so much sexism, but it's not a lot of females at all. Like, especially in the commercial world, it's white and male. Like, I'll walk on a commercial set and I'll be the only female sometimes and the only black person on that set. So that's why, like, a lot of times I recommend my friends in the film industry. I recommend, like, four of my black friends to be like, hey, get on this set, like PA or whatever. And then one of my mentors is white, and he'll, like, help other, like, black filmmakers get on those commercial sets, too. So
that's dope. Like, I ain't gonna lie, your whole occupation is dope as hell. Like, I never personally met a filmmaker, let alone a woman one. And, like, you fit the description of a woman director.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you do. Like, you just strike me as a, all right, if I just had an ink pen, nigga, let me just, you just.
Yeah, that's how I be, yeah.
Yeah. That's some dope ass shit. And then,
it's a stressful job.
With the, okay, so let me ask you this. So with your occupation, you said it kind of forced you to kind of be like in a dominant role. Mm-hmm. So does that like innately transform into your personal life? Like you said, it's kind of hard for you to find a dude who's a dude, you know, because you're probably a little bit more, I ain't gonna say tougher, but a little bit more cut than like the average woman, because you actually gotta, you know, you're a director, you direct niggas, you feel me?
Yeah, well, I feel like it doesn't change how I act, because like how I am by default, it's just like cool, like I do just like to chill, you know, but it's kind of like I force myself to have those characteristics in order to like succeed at what I'm doing. So no, it doesn't go into my personal life. Like right now I'm chilling. Like if I was a director and I was directing everybody in this room, things would be a little bit different. You know, even like my tone and like how fast I talk and different stuff like would change. So
right now, what would you tell us? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it anything that you look at like, oh, this nigga Rod is too far back from the mic, sit up, hold your posture up. Darius, he ugly than a bitch. You know, he just need to go live back underground or some shit. Like, what's some shit that you could, you know?
That's two. Well, looking at the...
That's two.
You really... just looking at... This is a podcast, right? But say that this was cinema and this wasn't a podcast, because I like how the lighting is set up. And we were just having this group scene and we took the mics off. I switched the lights. If those windows could be open, I'd bring up some natural light. I bring in some reflectors. The sound is really good because of these sound things. So I probably stick the microphone right there and change how we're sitting, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. I just make it look more like cinema, but this is a podcast, so it's a different. Setup. Yeah, yeah.
That's gay says here. I hope you took notes, nigga.
Yeah. So yeah, all these chords and stuff wouldn't be in the scene or nothing. So mm-hmm. yeah.
That's some gangsta shit. Well, look, I hope, like I said.
Yeah. Nigga.
Move chords.
You feel this me? Podcast.
Buy like, invisible tape.
You feel me? You feel me? Well, shit, we on the wrap up. You got anything? You working towards anything? Anything? So, where could we see you at? You know what I'm saying? When I was mm-hmm. on your page, I was like, all right, I want to see this girl act. I want to see her in her elements. So, is there any, like, link, YouTube, mm-hmm. movie, whatever the hell? How can people support you?
Well, a lot of my stuff is coming out, like, mm-hmm. very, very soon. But my production company website is 424films.net. You can follow me on Instagram at
424. That's your birthday?
Yeah. You're the only person that gets that. People are like, what 424 mean?
Yep. That's my sister's birthday. That's some dope shit.
Really? Mm-hmm. Shout out to your sister.
Which one? Shout out to me.
Which sister?
Because I'm their little brother.
Which yeah. one?
Which one?
Yeah.
Say something else.
Which sister?
Try to be funny.
Which sister?
Crack a joke.
I just want to know which sister.
It don't matter.
It do matter.
How your sister's doing?
They straight.
I want to know my sister though.
No, you said you want to know how old my sister is?
Yeah.
She, what is she? She not here on me. She like 36.
She like your stereotypical oh. Taurus?
I know that one.
I guess. She cool. I'm not too hip. Say something
else. She cool. She say real something cool. Else. She real cool.
You know who else cool?
I know.
Stacy. Girl, keep talking shit, dude.
Hey, Stacy.
Yeah, I'm not too hip on like horoscopes and shit. Are you a horoscope person?
No.
No, okay.
No, I was just asking.
No, okay. Yeah, I feel like I asked the same thing. Not that I know what an Aries is. Oh, you an Aries? What's up, nigga? You might just be a whole ass nigga, but I
yeah,
just
they say
know.
Aries are like headstrong.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
But so are Tauruses. Like three other signs. I feel like the signs are very general. Like
I feel like the horoscopes that come out, they be like, you're gonna have a amazing day. It might be a little turmoil, but you're gonna make it through.
Right.
That's
right.
For everybody, nigga.
Right.
Like,
you're going through a tough time right now, but tomorrow is gonna be better. You're gonna find something that you like. Like, okay, that's like
you will drink water today.
You're gonna breathe.
Like, come on. Out of here. Goofy
they
shit.
They are pretty general.
I ain't fucking with it. Well, look, hell yeah. Well, look, Jayla, we thoroughly enjoy having you on the show. You know, I love your mannerism. Like I said, you carry yourself like a director. So
thank you.
I can see you filming Ocean's 15, Recipes, Bernie Mac.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All of them.
R.I.P.
Is it anybody that you personally want to work with?
Jarrell Jerome. Yeah, the actor. Have you ever seen When They See Us?
Mm-mm.
Go see that.
Okay.
Go see that. Especially you.
Especially you.
Yeah, it's about the Exonerated Five.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. about five young black men who are falsely accused of rape. And And then I don't want to tell the whole thing, but fun fact, Donald Trump actually put out a page on the
Is New that what, didn't they, When They See Us? Is that too?
Yeah. That but Jarrell Jerome played Corey Wise in When They See Us. He played him as a kid and an adult. So
did you,
I really want to
cry in that movie.
Oh, multiple times.
I was about to say, you look just the way you described it. I'm like, she cried.
Yeah, I cried way too. Anyone ever seen Waves?
When they
I cried.
See us?
What are you talking about?
They See Us is on like Netflix.
Did you cry too?
It was some moments where I ain't crying, but a nigga was like drying the throat for sure.
That you shit saw the was whole sad thing? As hell. You watched the whole thing? You didn't cry? Wow.
Them little ass kids,
you
man.
Cried
You know what I'm saying? I done cried on some movies before, though. Not that one, but I didn't cry on some movies.
You know, that that was a black female director?
This nigga's weak. I don't think I cried over a movie. Maybe over Lion King when I was a kid.
Watch When They See Us or Waves. Watch Waves, you'll cry.
I don't think you know my character.
That one. The last movie I cried on was Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. That movie.
You cried over that too, Doug?
But you know what I'm talking about? What's the name of that?
Did you see the movie?
Oh, about
when Jamie Foxx was in jail, he's trying to get him out.
Oh,
I don't either.
I know what you're talking about.
Last year. Mm-hmm. You cried last year over a movie.
In my living room, nigga, I watched that shit on Amazon Prime.
I want to watch that then if it's going to make me cry. I like movies that make me cry.
It's got to be like real stories type shit. You cried over Lion King. That's a fucking fake lion.
I was also an animated 4 years old.
Did y'all cry at Titanic?
I wasn't in my 20s when I busted out crying.
Pussy.
I can be a pussy at 4 years old. Before I turn 6, before I hit the first pussy, I can be a pussy.
You said I can't?
You can.
Yeah. I can, thank you.
What about Titanic? No, y'all cry with Titanic?
Hell no.
No, I ain't crying with Titanic. She should scoot her stupid ass over. She was lazy.
Yeah, she had enough room on that door for sure. She definitely had enough room. She wanted him dead.
What was the nigga name?
Jack. Y'all could have laid on top of each other or something.
It was a little sad. You know what I'm saying?
I cried.
I mean, that's cool. This nigga cried last year, dog.
It was
like,
based on a true story.
But when you cry, like, do it be like a...
Bro, I didn't bawl. Yes, nigga, I'm trying to hold it in, but shit, sometimes
tissue,
you can't.
You just wipe it on your sleeve.
Just blow with my hand.
All right, like, that's some manly shit. If you had to get a Kleenex, nigga, I was
going to be like, dog.
Go watch that movie.
Bro, I watched the movie and I will guarantee I'm not going to cry. Yeah, I don't even know what would make me cry in a movie,
shit was
bro.
Sad, bro. Especially when you like thought that nigga was supposed to get free.
Like, baby can die in the movie, bro, and I'm not going to cry. I'm going to be like, that's a cold-blooded motherfucker right there, boy.
Like, die.
Tough.
Right.
Speak.
That's it? Y'all just going to gut this baby like that? That's all y'all going to do to this motherfucker?
Anyway, it's your man's Ride to Don. Please follow your dog at Ride_DA_Don and enjoy y'all weeks, my beautiful people.
That's it.
Oh, you want me to hit him with the
no nicknames?
Oh, I'll do the whole thing again. It's your man's Ride to Don, aka the real Poppy Chulo, the true Casanova, the bad bitch choker, the one your girl asked to bend her over. And we signing out on this motherfucker. Follow your boy at Ride_DA_Don_ And we out. I'm out.
Peace out.
Man.
I'm out.
You're an idiot. You it's your favorite nephew, Darius, at D3&3
Hold on,
time.
Hold on. You didn't drop
she
your...
She did.
She did? You dropped your IG name and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Continue.
The podcast is Auntie's favorite nephews. And as always, everyone is entitled to their opinions, but here at your Auntie's favorite nephews, we're entitled not to give a fuck.